Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, fill your heart and soul with his loving light. Listen to all that is shared here, by word or song, and let it help you get through the hard times as well as the blessed ones, because only with his word can you truly find comfort in life. So I'm going to leave you with that, and tonight, as you heard, we are welcoming back the Mouth of the South, God's own Sister Wanda, and as always, she'll be here to share the word.
Amen. Amen. All right, and let's bring on Pastor Wanda. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are y'all doing? I'm going to feel a little busy, but I'm still going to bring forth what God has given me. We have a great segment. I thank God for being the head of my life. I thank him for Tony. I thank you for Pastor Ken. I thank you for being in the body of Christ and to be able with two powerful men of God. And it's an honor to sit under you all. Amen.
Amen. It's an honor to have you with us.
Hey, listen, I will be honest, and hello, women of God, daughters of a king, and it's a blessing to be back, and I please forgive me. God been had me a little bit running, okay? Still doing what he's called me to do. Well, I was pastor, you know, a lot of things got, some things happened, but God be the glory. I'll just give you a little, yesterday to today. You know, my phone got lost, so I had said, Lord, I can't do anything. I can do anything without the phone, but I can't do anything without God. And I had a lot of message to bring forth because God had me sit outside 15 hours in the sun, okay? 15 hours, okay? And but God be glory, God, he replaced that with a new phone. And it blew my everlasting mind. And this didn't have to pay anything. It's God. Didn't beg, bar, plead, but I just thank God for being able. We got a lot of things I'm going to go over tonight, Pastor. So just put some worship on, whatever, and then we'll get ready to bring forth the word, okay?
Okay, it sounds great to me. We'll do that.
Okay. Amen.
All right. Sit back and listen to some great music. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. See if I can pull it up. It's
okay.
It's acting funny here. Okay, but that's okay.
Yeah, but you know, my brother, listen, even my glasses broke before I got, even called you.
Oh,
I said,
wow.
Say, you ain't got no authority. The word's coming forth tonight, and I'm not going to call Pastor and say, I can't do it tonight, but I'm going to just swing it from the hip. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide me. It's going to be all about Jesus, everything with Jesus, okay?
Amen.
So a lot,
amen.
It's gonna be a lot of reading. I'm just gonna feed tonight. It's not breaking it down. I'm just gonna go with word. Just word. All word. Amen. Just like Tony, always come forth just like you. That's what it's gonna be, just like Jesus. Only the word. That's what sets us free. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So
I'm
still getting paperwork. I'm still getting it ready. That's why I need you to play a little more music. And he's still giving me more. So to finish out the whole segment where I want to get off. Like I usually have to get off. Amen?
Amen. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Well, here we go with some praise and worship music. Okay, I hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can do it, Canada. If God let me do all this at a church, this is mine. This one.
Don't know how, but you get it. Fade away. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this day. But holding on to faith you won't stand. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You
the truth can change you, what will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me, so I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands, it won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
coming. And we're going to bring you back here with Pastor Wanda to give the message today. Are you ready, Pastor Wanda? Pastor Wanda.
Yes, brother. Praise the Lord. I had to put it on mute. I still got my one of my grandbabies. Tonight is going to be an awesome show. Yes. All right, let's go to the grace of throne. Oh, grace and heaven, Father, we just glorify and magnify who you are, Father God. You are that sweet-smelling sacrifice. Father, you're the great I am, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikkeler, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi. So I call forth you, Father God, for all things, Father God, and let the Holy Spirit be led by me, through me, in me, Father God, for your glory, Father God. And Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your eyesight, O Lord, my God, Redeemer. Father, I can't do anything without you, Father God. So I call forth the anointing right now that breaks you over, Father God. And Father, let the hearers, the words edify for the hearers right now, Father God. Let souls be won tonight, Father God. Let salvation, Father God. And Father, bless Pastor. Bless Tony right now in sevenfold, Father God. Your faithful servant, Father God, on this rainbow ministry. And as for you bring forth for the women of God, Father, let women be healed, delivered, restored, restoration, deliverance. But I'm calling for the resurrection. And Father, it's coming up the Passover. And Father, it's all about you, Jesus. And Father God, we thank God for Jesus. And Father God, I bind the enemy up right now in the mighty name of Jesus and call forth the fire before I bring forth the word. Let no distraction, let no nonsense, Father. But Father God, let peace be still. So I call forth you, Jesus. And I cover this with the blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Pastor. We got so much to thank God. I need y'all help tonight. You and Tony, I need y'all help. Okay.
Well, Tony,
I need your help.
That's all right.
Well, Pastor, I need your help. Okay.
Okay.
So when it's time to do the salvation call, I need for you to do it because I'm gonna come forward with all word. Okay. And I'm gonna take my time. We're gonna take time. And I'm going to stay on this segment tonight. I don't care what cold's on. I got to keep being faithful, okay?
Amen.
So, Pastor, I need you to play one more song. My grandbaby's leaving. I got one more song because we already brought forth God. We want to be the presence. And I'm ready. I just got to make sure the door's locked before they leave out the house. Amen?
Amen.
Because I can get by myself.
Okay, all right.
You got me?
All right. Okay. Here we go.
You got pamphlets at home?
Yep. I just
ask you, God, bless me. No, I have to say it. God be obedient. Yeah. Okay. All right. $25, you got to pay for the car. Tonight's word, we have so much we have to speak about, but we're going to see why Jesus had to come. And we'll be in Isaiah 58:6-8. Under the Bible. Hold on, Pastor.
All right.
I still ain't ready.
Yeah.
It's all right, Pastor. All this is a test because I've been going through this all day yesterday, and the word will come forth. Let's go to Isaiah 58:6-8. The perfect sacrifice that will come from heaven, that they have already been predestined and ordained by God for Jesus to come. And why are we to be healed, delivered, restored? Why Jesus had to take on so much suffering, pain, affliction, persecution for everyone, for everyone. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at the perfect sacrifice, but I'm going to go in. I want to give you a little background about what's going on in Isaiah, the perfect sacrifice. And we're coming from Isaiah 53:5. Oh, my glasses, Jesus. Lord, I'm losing everything. It's a test, a test. So I'm giving everybody a time enough to find their Bible. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay. All right. And it's going to be in an amplified Bible, so it's going to read a little bit different. I'm not adding or taking from God's word. I'm going to get a Bible that make it plain and simple. So we're coming from a Hope Bible, a Joel and Victoria. All right, the perfect sacrifice. This is your hope for today. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be behold. He was whipped so we could be healed in Isaiah 53. Sin separates us from God. It is like a veil that keeps us from him. In the Old Testament, the only thing that would cover sin so that the people could approach God was shedding of innocent blood, a sinless animal. But still, that's only covering the sin of the people, and God wants to completely remove sin. He wants to remove the barrier so that he could actually live on the inside of us. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son in John 3:16, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And Isaiah 53 painted a vivid picture of how far God went to provide for us where we could have never provided for ourselves. This verse describes that Jesus could go through on his journey to the cross. Not only did he conquer death so that we could have life, but in this process, he paid for our sin, rebellion, shame, brokenness, sickness, and disease. In the process, everything was paid, a ransom for each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Why? Now, let's look at why. Okay. Why would anyone volunteer to go in such excruciating torture? Because of his great love and compassion for us. Jesus' sacrifice love cannot be measured or fully understood. But God loves us so much. Not only does he want a relationship with us, he wants to see us live a healthy, whole, and prosperous life in every area. Here on this earth, we had a debt we could never pay, or no one could pay but Jesus. He paid a debt he did not even owe. We show the world that we have grateful accepted all that Jesus did for us when we live a life of freedom and joy. As the old Bible language puts it, by his stripes we are healed. So let's live that way. We don't need to live like we are still in bondage. We don't need to live like we're in slavery, fear, or anything. Jesus has taken our place in order that we might be free indeed. Isaiah 53 gives us the detail that shows us amazing truth in Romans 8. Since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, wouldn't he be also given everything else? In Romans 8:32, everything you need today can be found in God and provided by God. Because God of God's sacrifice love, we can experience life to the fullest. Amen? And that is something. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Let's read Isaiah 53. So we're going to go back in a little background of this. Okay. Many won't believe the report that Jesus came. Many won't even call Jesus' name. Many will depend on everything but Jesus. We need Jesus in everything we do, in everything, and that's the most powerful name. Jesus is the life, the death, and the resurrection. Okay? He is the sacrifice. He is that lamb. He is I am. He is everything. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except through the Father. The Father has to give you to Jesus, okay? And Jesus prayed and intercedes for you, okay? And that name heals. The blood covers us. Well, we receive righteousness is only through Jesus Christ. We can receive it from nobody else. You can receive it from your mother, your sister, your friend, your money, who you know. It's who you belong to, who died for you, who laid his life, the covenant, the blood, the anointing, the Holy Spirit. Everything came through Jesus. Grace, God, which is at Christ's expense, came through only Jesus. The riches of God is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And he lives. Okay? I'm just swinging from the hip. I'm letting him just use it. And then let's go back. I want to go, let's stay on Isaiah. So I'm giving you a background. He is already foretold. He have came. He is the Word. He is the eternity. He made it a way so we can go back to the kingdom. He brings the kingdom on this earth. He shows us how to live. But we're in the old. If we didn't have the old, we wouldn't have the new. We need
Amen.
The old to new to bring the whole Bible to pass. Because if we didn't have the old, Jesus would have never came. Jesus talks about in Genesis 3:17 how he will defeat the enemy. Okay? Amen? But let's go to Isaiah 53. I can go on and on. The sin barrier. Now, I'm going to give you if you ever really paid attention, why Jesus came. We would face God, not face to face. God would be angry. We have the wrath of God, sin. There wouldn't be no freedom. There wouldn't be life. There wouldn't be eternity. There wouldn't be a kingdom. We would have to face torture. We wouldn't have blood to cover us. We'd be outstanding. We'd have a debt we could never pay. And that's something. When I look at my life, and, all of us fall short of the glory of God, but God have gave us a way to escape through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We can pray. We can worship. We can acknowledge him. It's so much in Jesus. Healing, deliverance, restoration, divine intervention, a relationship. You need an intimate relationship. So let's find out why Jesus came. This is the foretelling of Jesus, okay? Let's go to verse 1. Who has believed our report, to whom the Lord revealed his powerful arm? Verse 2. My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in the dry ground. He was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. Verse 3. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrow, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He is despised, and we did not care. Oh, my God. Don't make me cry, God. Don't make me cry today. Yet, in verse 4, yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrow that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles was punished from God, a punish for his own sin. But he was pierced for our rebellious, crushed for our sin. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Verse 6, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have left God's path to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sin of us all. Verse 7, he was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep in the silence before a shearer. He did not open his mouth. Verse 8. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, and his life was cut short in the mainstream. But he was struck down for the rebellions of my people. Verse 9. He did no wrong and had no deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in the rich man's grave. Verse 10. But he was the Lord's good plan to crush him and to cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan was prosperous in his hand. Verse 11, when he sees all the accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied, and because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honor of a victorious soldier, because he exposed himself to death. He will count it among the rebels. He bore the sin of many and interceded for the rebellion. Amen?
Amen.
When you really look at what Jesus have done, and why he came. If Jesus wouldn't come, we would, words can't even describe it. Okay? Ladies, what I want you tonight to go back over this and read it again. Read it again. Okay? Let's go to the next segment. I'm just going to feed tonight. Amen? I'm going to go into Jesus' calling on the 17th. And this is what he gave me. And I'm going to get back into it. It's all about Jesus. It's not about anybody else. And then we'll look at the Passover before this segment is over. He just want me to just read today. Amen?
Amen.
All right. I love being interrupted, and we don't call on Jesus. And he have given us his name to call upon. Why we let so many distractions? Jesus did not get distracted from going through everything for us to have him, to be back in right standing. We'd be so busy taking our eyes off the author and the finish of our faith. We let the smallest minute thing get us upset, but sometimes we just got to quiet our minds, renew our minds to understand God is in control of my life. Jesus, he gave us Jesus, what he will not give us. Amen? All right. God is wanting us to train us, live in us, love on us, tend to us, because he is our shepherd. Amen? He is our everything. He wants us to be in a relationship. So let's look at Psalms 112:7. Amen?
Okay.
We have peace through Jesus Christ, because he is the Prince of Peace. I just want to read tonight. That's all I'm doing, ladies. I'm not going to preach. I just want to read. And every time you teach, be taught teaching, you're being taught. I just want to read. We're going to read tonight about many things where we can receive peace. It's a lot of wording, okay? All right, let's look at Psalms 112:7. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Ladies, God have not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Just like Jesus, there was no fear. That's why we have Jesus. We can call on Jesus. There's no fear. Okay? We in steadfast, renew, abounding in God. That's abounding God. Let's abound in the word of God. We are King's kid. So, steadfast, okay? I'm training you. He's training you in steadfast. Too many things interrupt your awareness of me. I know that you live in a world of sight and sound, but you must not be a slave to those stimulants. Aware of me can continue in all circumstances, no matter what happens. There is steadfast I desire for you. Do not let unexpected event throw you off course. Rather respond calmly and confident. Remember that I am with you. As soon as something grabs your attention, talk to me about it. Thus, I share your joy and your problems. Cope with whatever is before you. This is how I live in you and work through you. This is the way of my peace. Amen?
Amen.
We have the Prince. We have the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 26. Those that keep their mind on him will have perfect peace. Jesus kept his eyes, his mind, his thoughts, his will on God. Amen? He prayed to God. We can pray. We can talk. You don't have to go through, oh, Father God. Just make it plain. Lord, I need you. I had to keep calling on God for everything through Jesus Christ and in the name of Jesus. And sometimes you got to demand and decree the things that you need in your life. I thank God. I said, Lord, I can't move this out of my life. I need you to do it. Certain things are distracting you, and a lot of things distract me. God moved everything. Before the radio segment, everything in the world tried to get me off setting course. I lost the phone. But I told him, if I lost that, God, if God gave me Jesus, what is a phone? See, we lose things, and, oh, I done lost this, and dwell on it. Lord, thank you. I had to go into Thanksgiving. I didn't get out of character. And everything, the whole day was going fine. But at the end, the phone. And my oldest son played some on Facebook yesterday. Don't give the enemy no leeway. That was it. And I said, in Jesus' name, okay? because he didn't say in Jesus' name, so I had to call on the power of Jesus. Lord, something trying to put fear there. I need you, Jesus. And Jesus gave me peace through that, okay?
Amen.
My glass is broke, okay? Everything trying, and I had a baby here. God got me tend to one of his little baby sheep, and she praised God with me. And it's funny. She's one, looked like a little midget. It's funny. And then I had another distraction. But I had to stay focused. I said, Pastor, please play some more music. God is still preparing me. I had to be steadfast and understanding it's things that are going to try to set you off course. If you look at Jesus' life, many things tried to set him off course. Jesus even rebuked Peter when he said, about going to the cross. And he had open rebuke. Sometimes, ladies, you don't have to open rebuke certain things that come in your way. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus and keep going forward, ladies. I don't have fear and keep going forward. I have peace of Jesus. Jesus is with me. I have everything. My God is in control of my life. And that's the same with Jesus. He know God had his life in his hand. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's go to Isaiah 41:10. Excuse me. Now, in Isaiah, Jesus haven't came, but Jesus is the Word, okay? So
right.
God have already gave us everything we need, everything. And Isaiah is talking about Jesus, amen? When you look in there, the I am the life, I'm the way, I'm the truth. Everything is talking on Jesus. The Word is Jesus, and the Word with God, and where is the Word? It's Jesus, amen?
Amen.
And it's like, Pastor? Okay. All right. Now, the Lord is saying today, ladies, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Okay? And Isaiah 41:10 said, fear not, for I am with you. And, you know, I had to circle the I am with you in everything. When it's talking about Jesus, I circle it. When I see about when God said, I'm with you, when he told me, so that's a command, fear. See, the enemy wants fear, but God wants you to have faith in God. Fear tries to hinder you. Faith moves you to move and to move mountains. Amen?
Amen.
Fear is from the enemy. Faith is from God. I don't care what you see. I know God is with me. Fear tries to come up, and you can denounce fear in your life. Jesus denounced fear going to the cross. Jesus denounced the fear with the whipping. Jesus announced even with Judas betrayed. Jesus announced when people tried to kill the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. Oh, okay, I got another disruption. So I'm going to keep talking and walking, ladies. So fear should not be a factor in the kingdom, in your mind. Fear is of the enemy. I'm going to say it again. We give the enemy no authority. So that's how you allow things to give fear. The enemy allows a leeway in your life. Jesus didn't have time. And we look at Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to go a little all around. Oh, no. Stay right there. God, I'm going to move too fast. Let's stay on Isaiah 41. Now, we see it says, fear not, for I am with you. It didn't say your neighbors, your friend, your money. Excuse me. The Lord is saying, fear not. Lord means master. Okay? I had to talk to many ladies. Oh, but this is going to happen. Don't let your mind wonder all this going to happen. That's what, see, Joyce Meyer has a book, Battlefield of the Mind. God ain't let me read half of it yet. I haven't read one page. But I know to renew my mind. Okay? I renew my mind because the word of God is what it says it's going to do. God is who he say he is. He doesn't change. He's today, yesterday, and forevermore. Okay? So I heard about Joyce Meyer, the Battlefield of the Mind. I got 3 or 4 copies and still haven't read it and had over 10 years. I'm not saying don't read her book. I'm saying God have not let me go through that whole book and read it. Okay? He let me take bits and pieces and look at it, but I go with the Bible. I have many books, I mean many devotions, but I know the word of God stands as true and flawless. Amen? So
Amen.
Let's look. Okay. All right. Fear not, for I am with you. I want you to circle that. Fear not. All right? But I want you to put, for I am with you. Okay? I make it personal. I say, Lord, you tell, fear not, wonder, God, you with wonder. I make it personal. Okay? I don't add to it. I start decreeing, the Lord is with me. The great I am with me. I go down the line. So when fear tries to come up, I have to use a faith thing, and I have to stand on that word of God, and I have to stand on Jesus because that's who the word is. Amen? So this is in the old, but it's still talking about Jesus. It's talking about God. They are one. Amen? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So it said, be not dismayed. So God told you, be not dismayed, for I am your God. See, it's personal. It is not just saying, oh, I got God. When things go bad, good. When good and when bad come, don't run to everybody. Run to God. Run to God through Jesus Christ. You can run to God, okay? Don't run from God. Many people run from God. If you didn't feel in sin, run back to God. That's your first love, okay? Run back to God. Repent. Anything you need is in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, he said, now listen to what God said. For I am your God, I will strengthen you. Yes, he's giving you a divine promise. That's the promise of God. He's with you. He's with you. He's your God. He's your strength. Now listen to what he tell you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my mighty righteous right hand. Who can snatch you out of God's hand? Nobody. Satan can't do it. Troubles can't do it. Your worries, death. Nothing can snatch you out of that mighty righteous right hand because you belong to him. He gave you Jesus as well. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about this peace. So let's go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. I have so much to read tonight and try to get it out, but it's what the Lord wants. Okay? Let's go to Isaiah 26. You ready? All right. You let me know, Pastor, I'm going too fast, amen?
No, you're just moving along at a steady pace.
All right. All right. Isaiah 26, and we're going to keep that. Now, this is the prince about the Prince of Peace, okay? All right. Isaiah 26. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. All right. I want to read you something about peace. Amen? When you get there, I can't hear you. I'm just saying amen. If anyone would like to call in and expound, you're welcome. You're welcome. And, Pastor, could you give them that number? Because I don't have none of my paperwork. It's knocked out of my phone, so I need to.
Well, if you want to call in and talk with Pastor Wanda, okay, and you're a lady, or you don't have to be a lady. Okay, you can be a man, but this is the God, Woman of God Ministry, Daughters of a King. But call area code 657-1487 and then press the button. All right.
This is another guaranteed promise. When something comes up in your life, you can call on the Prince of Peace. Amen? Okay, no. Let's go. Wait a minute. We're going to stay on Isaiah, and then we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 9 and 6. See, I'm going to go all the way back. I'm going back and forth. Amen?
All right.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, and all those thoughts are fixed on you. He said that he will keep you in perfect peace. Those that keep their mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. That's in the King James. Amen. So I use this Amplified. This is a Hope Bible, okay? Your thoughts determine your direction of your life. You can't make a decision or take a step without the first thinking about it. That's why it's so important to keep your thoughts on God's word and seek his plan for your life. When your thoughts are fixed on him, you will have perfect peace. Let's go to Proverbs 23:7.
Okay. Proverbs 23:7.
All right. All All right. Proverbs 23:7 tells us that a person's thought determines who they are. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you are constantly dwelling on God's word that says you are an overcomer and you can do all things through Christ, then soon this truth will manifest in your life. You will make wise choices and you will be on the path God has for you. Then next time those negative self-defeated thoughts come or you feel anxious or worried about something, use it as an opportunity to give praise to the Lord. Turn your thoughts toward him, knowing he is the source of your peace. God is faithful to his word, and he will always be faithful to you. As you keep your thoughts on him, you will be a perfect surrounded comfort in his peace. Let's go to Isaiah 9:6. This is another guarantee. That's a guaranteed promise. Keep your mind on him. Keep your mind. Okay. All right. What's in a name? This name right here is so wonderful, great, mighty, powerful, magnificent, to be exalted, praised, worshiped, acknowledged, glorified, magnified. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so much, it's holy, it's righteous, it's everything you need, okay? And he's giving you his character, his attributes. Okay, thank you, Lord. That's when you get there. I'm gonna go. What child is to be born? Okay, what child? And it's all about Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be in Isaiah 9:6. Okay. Everything was placed on Jesus as a baby. Everything going to rest on his shoulder. Amen. For a child is born to us, a son is given. See, he was given to us. That is the greatest gift. I told a person every day is Christmas, every day is Easter, every day is a Passover. Because when you look at it, every day is a resurrection, every day is new mercy. Every day. Like a lot of people, I didn't get anything. Yes, you have. I don't feel it. It's not about feeling or emotion. It's not the solos. It is knowing in your heart, mind, your thought what you have been given. We have been given Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Death, life, and resurrection. Born to carry all this for each and every. He's that Sabbath. He's that, just like, he's that leaven bread, that leavened bread covenant. He's the candlelight. He is the bishop of your soul. He is your light. He is your everything. He's my everything. Okay. He's my husband. He's my friend. He's my brother. He is my life. He is my lover of my life. Okay. So I can go on and on who he is to me, but it's personal. I make mistakes like everybody else, and I know how to repent. And go back and say, I messed up, God, in Jesus' name. Jesus, I need you to help me to pass this. This is coming against me. I need you. Everything we need is in Jesus, okay? He conquered death. He went to hell. 3 days, he conquered everything. He triumphed. We have victory in Jesus. We have to fight no battle. Everything is through Jesus, amen? So what's in that name? For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulder, and he will be called. Now, listen at the name. I want you to understand. It's personal. When I used to cry when I used to read certain things because it was so in-depth. And I said, Lord, I didn't did all this stuff against you. I didn't act like I didn't want to know who you are. But then he said, I'm going to give you my name. I'm going to give you my name to know who I am. So you got to know who he is to know who you are. Okay, his name, Wonderful Counsel, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Okay, when you call on the name of Jesus, you're calling on everything he represents and to offer to you as a believer. One of the reasons Jesus was sent to this earth was to be your wonderful counselor. Okay, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, a counsel comes to live inside of you by the Holy Spirit. Notice, He's not just a kind of counselor. He is a wonderful counselor. He is full of wisdom and amazing. He's extraordinary. He's the very best counselor you could ever have. He knows all things. Do you need a counselor today, regardless of your job? Do you need a counselor regardless of your relationship or an important decision? Do you need a counselor to act on your defense today? Call on the wonderful counselor. We don't just serve a mighty God. We serve the mighty God. One of the definitions of this word mighty in the original Hebrew is champion or hero. Because Jesus was even born, his name was champion. He was marked to be the hero. And not only did he come to save you from eternal punishment of sin, he came to save you from sickness, shame, fear, poverty, or anything that would hold you back in this life. The Bible says he came so that you could have the life and have it more abundantly in John 10:10. Is there anything that's holding you back right now? Anything that you need to be rescued from? Call on the hero, the mighty God. Let him show himself strong on your behalf. If you're fooling with addiction, sin, prostitution, adultery, broken marriage, child acting up, sickness, going through anything, that hero is waiting on you. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become a child of the Most High. You instantly have eternal Father. Think about that word, everlasting. You can accept him and become a child of his. I don't know what you're experiencing, have been on this with your earthly father, but God is a good and loving Father. He loves you with the everlasting love. He loves everything about you so much that the scripture says, notice when a single hair falls from your head, he knows. Let's go to Matthew 10:30. And Pastor, will you read that?
Matthew 10:30?
Matthew 10:30.
Okay,
God knows everything about you.
Okay.
He knows everything about you. When a lot of people think God don't care, yes, he does. He must love you because he saw his only begotten son. You might go through things. You might lose some things to gain what God wants you to have. And it's sometimes he can humble you so you can call upon his name, even with sickness, to call upon him so he can show himself strong on your behalf. Going through something, and I understand, like I had to tell a person said, I got this, you don't have this. You don't know what God has for your life. That's why he wants you to depend on, he wants you to call upon him on everything, to place him in things with it. Bring him on the scene. A person asked me, why do I say praise the Lord? I bring him on the scene. Okay? You got to bring the Lord because that's my Lord and my master. I can't tell you how to do, but that's what he have taught me. I said, praise the Lord, even when things going, praise the Lord, because I know God is going to act on my behalf. Amen? All right. Pastor would be Matthew 10:30.
Okay. Then their eyes were opened and they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, don't tell anyone about this.
That's Matthew 10:30?
Yeah, Matthew 10:30.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. But instead they went out and spread his fame all over the region. When they left, a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak was brought into Jesus. Okay, so that Jesus cast out the demon, and then the man began to speak. The crowds were amazed. Nothing like this had ever happened in Israel, they exclaimed.
Okay.
Said he can't cast out demons because he's empowered by the prince of demons.
No, Pastor, that's Matthew 10:30. That it don't say that. Look at your Bible.
I'm at Matthew 10:30.
No, this is what mine said. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. And verse 31, it says, so do not be afraid, for you are more valuable to God than the whole flock of the sparrows.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what I was doing. I was reading chapter 9, verse 30. Ah!
Wait a minute. Sorry about that, ladies. Now read Matthew 10, 30. I'm like, wait a minute. It's supposed to be talking about the hairs on the head. See, all make that. Now watch this, ladies, watch this. We all make mistakes. We can say, Lord, please forgive me. See, we can be. Now, he, Pastor, is not intentional. So, like, even when people make mistakes in your life, Jesus steps in and to get it right with him, okay? We make mistakes. So that's why we can't hold grudges. We can't hold anything because God does not hold us accountable. That's why he gives us a way of escape through Jesus Christ. Now, my brother made a mistake. So we said, praise the Lord. So,
amen.
And so that's, now that's an example. Okay, that's another example. See, that's not throwing no rocks or stones at anybody. He made a mistake. Found the wrong scripture. But then that also is a purpose. That's still talking about Jesus casting out demons. We will get in that as well. We'll go to the afterwards. Amen? Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. And the very hairs on your head and all numbered. That's
amen. Do you know God knows the hairs? You know how people say, I'm just losing hair. Do you know God love you that much? He counts the hairs on your head. And when one fall, he cares about that. And he don't waste anything. Amen? He accepts you just the way you are. He loves you enough to guide you and work his character in you. He will be the Father from now until eternity. He will never leave you or forsaken you. Thank God for him today for being your everlasting Father. Aren't you glad Jesus is the Prince of Peace? He rules our heart with the peace. He gives us peace that passes all understanding, which means we can have peace when things don't make sense. We can have peace in the midst of the storm. We can have peace in the midnight hour. We can have constant peace because we are connected to a true source of peace. Do you need more peace in your life? Call on the Prince of Peace. Give him your burdens and cares. The Bible said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. When we are living the way God intended, full of peace and joy, we are carrying his light and burden. I mean, yes, we are working with his easy yoke. Don't carry the worries or stress of life. Call on the Prince of Peace. We're going to take a break right now. And, Pastor, pray some worship on the Prince of Peace or whatever God placed on your heart in Jesus' name. We'll be back.
All right. Well, Pastor Wanda, you know, we've managed to cut back to an hour and 30 minutes, okay? So we might not want to take a break because we're already at the 46-minute mark, okay? And, we only got 15 minutes left.
Okay, we got 15 minutes, okay? All righty now. Well, we keep going on with the peace, okay? You know, Jesus, we got the abundance of peace. Amen. We're going to keep going on talking. Amen. And then
right.
Pastor, he will do an altar call of salvation. If this word minister you, if you need Jesus in your life, he's there. He's with arms wide open. And everyone needs Jesus. Many say they might not, but I tell you what, one day you will meet Jesus. You will confess and you will bow at the name of the Lord. And I want people to understand, don't let people deceive you with empty words and deceive you with untrue doctrines, going to false God, because there's many false gods. They don't want you to call on Jesus. Something wrong. Jesus is the only one saves, okay? And we might not get able to be on the Passover, and I know Pastor will bring a great word, and I know everything serves a purpose, and this is what God has given me tonight, amen? So he gave me a lot. So let's look at the peace. Peace is a constant gift to you. It flows abundant from my throne of grace. Just as the Israel could not store up manna for the future, but they had to gather it daily. So it is to be with my peace. The day-by-day collecting of manna kept people aware of the dependent on me. Suddenly I give you significant peace for the present. When you come to me by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, if I give you a permanent peace independent of my present, you might fall into a trap of self-significant. May that never be. I have designed you to need me moment by moment, second by second, minute by minute. As your awareness of my neediness increase, so do you realize of my abundant significance. I can meet every one of your needs without draining my resources at all. Approach my throne of grace with boldness, confidence, receive my peace with a thankful heart. Let's go to Exodus. We're going to go from all the way to Exodus until Hebrew. In Exodus 16, 15, verse 15, 16, and then 19. That's when you get there, you say amen.
Say what?
I will be in Exodus 16. When you get there, say amen.
Okay,
we're going to do Exodus 16. Let's say Exodus 16, 15 through 16. Then I'm going to do verse 19.
Okay. Exodus. Okay. Exodus 15.
All right, I'm going there. Moses said to them, it is the bread of the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded each one of us to gather as much as you need. No one is to keep it till the morning. God has given, you know how a lot of people say, I got to keep this, I got to do this. Back in the day when God told them, God wanted them to depend day by day, okay? And when I looked at that, I said, whoa, he is Jehovah Jireh, their provider. That's what he wants to be in your life. Okay, now I'm going to Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and verse 19. And I'm going to keep going, Pastor, so actually just go.
Okay.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart, your mind, in Jesus Christ. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 16. Ladies, write these scriptures down because this is what God has given me. I thought he wanted me to be on the Passover, but that was for me. Amen? But you can read on it. Let us then come approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we might receive and find grace and help in the help us in our need, time of need. Amen?
Amen.
Now I want to give you something of God love. All right, ladies, it's a lot that goes on, and we have a lot of emotions. And this is coming around the resurrection. Good Sunday, Good Friday, everything good what God has done through Jesus Christ. Ladies, start telling your children it's not about the Easter Bunny. That's a pagan holiday, you know. Tell them about Jesus. A lot of people running around trying to dress up on Easter. Jesus said, come as you are. Have peace through this time and start spending time with God. Spend time with your kids talking about that, what Jesus came to do. And so they can tell others. And this is what my mama taught me. I was telling another lady, a lot of people got it mixed up and got the children kind of, after we serve this Easter Bunny, no, we serve a living God. Psalm 18:46, he lives. We got to come back with the truth, the church, to be who God called us to be. It's about Jesus, the life and death and the resurrection. That's what Easter stands for. It stands for Jesus. He died, he rose, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's in the middle, and everything worship him. A lot of people worshiping this Easter have made worldly. See, Jesus is who God say he is, and he is to be worshiped, adored, praise, exalted, magnified, glorified, and to acknowledge. And a lot of people acknowledging everything but Jesus, ladies. I'm not saying you are doing that, but we got to start and get it back in line so God can be glorified through Jesus Christ. And that name is powerful. And I want you to read back over what God has given me to speak with you all. So I want to tell you about the love that he has for you. Amen. He loved us so much, he gave his only begotten son. He didn't give us the Easter bunny. He didn't give us the honey eggs. He didn't give us the worship of all these different idols. He wants you to have peace. Don't rip and run. I got to buy this. I got to have this certain things. Jesus is the only perfect sacrifice. And a lot of people, I got to have this straight and perfect. No, no, no. We're going to mess up. Jesus won't mess up. You want your life to be surrounded by God. So let God have peace. Even when any holiday comes, Lord, what you want me to do? What you want me to do in the daytime? What you have me to do? Don't let anything get you offset and off course. Keep your mind fixed on God. Keep your mind fixed on Jesus. Amen? The Lord is telling you tonight, ladies, I love you regardless of how well you are performing. Sometimes you may feel unease, wondering if you're doing enough to be worthy of my love, no matter how extraordinary your behavior. The answer to your question will always be no. Your performance and my love are a totally different issue, which you need to sort out. I love you with an everlasting love that flows out of eternity without limit or condition. I have clothed you with my robe of righteousness, and this is an eternal transaction. Nothing and no one can reverse it. Therefore, your accomplishment of a Christian has no bearing on my love for you. Even your ability to assess how well you are doing or given a day in flaws, your limited human perspective and the condition of your body with a merciful veracitation distort your elevation. Bring your performing anxiety to me and receive in the place of my unfailing love. Try to stay conscious of my loving presence with you. In all that you do, I will direct your step. Now, in Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appeared to us in this past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I'm drawing you with my loving kindness. Isaiah 61:10, I delight greatly in the Lord, and my soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed with the garment of salvation, arraying me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adores the head of a priest, and as a bride adores herself with jewels. Psalm 31:16, let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Psalm 107:8, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deed for men. And that is your word for tonight. You all be blessed in Jesus' name. And God, we love you. We thank you for this time of breaking bread. We thank you for finding out who Jesus is and what that name stands for. We thank you for righteousness. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for that we thank you for everything. We thank you for being women of God, daughters of the King. And Father, you prepare a place for us. You are preparing greatness for us. And Father, any issue, any hurt, pain, grief, rejection, Father, just wrap your holy arms around them, Father God. And Father, when they call your name, let you answer them, Father God. And we just thank you for the night. And Father, they sleep and slumber, Father God, guard their mind, their heart, and their soul right now, Father God. So I pray and I ask for healing of the land. I thank you, Father God, for the men of God as well. And Father God, as Pastor Ken bring forth the word, let souls be saved tonight and receive salvation. And we give all praise, honor, and glory. And you protect the men of God, the body of Christ. Protect the children, the widows, the orphans, the ones in prison, hospital, and the ones in the hospital. And we give you all praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. And we love you, Father. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, this brings us to the final moments of the program. And I was going to say that was a really great program. Okay, it understanding to me, and you were very clear about it. I'm going to say hello to Beanie Loco. He just showed up. Like I said, we are getting for final minutes of the show. So I want to say God bless everybody. Okay, thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. Okay, everybody's in the chat room. Everybody is on the link. Okay, we had no callers tonight, but that's okay. I'm sure they were listening on the link. Tomorrow night, same godly channel, same godly time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we'll have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, so I hope to see you all there. I'm going to close out with a song. Okay, and God bless you, Pastor Wanda. Okay, thank you.
God bless you tomorrow, brother. I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Thank you for sharing tonight.
It's a blessing, Pastor. As God, you know, it's all right. If you don't see it, somebody heard it, okay? But
amen.
it's gonna be all right, because Jesus, as long as that word come forth, he said, whatever work he started, he gonna bring it to completion. So it's gonna come to pass. Thus saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Love ya.
Love ya. All righty. Let's come play a song and take us out. Here we go.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's His heart. Oh, there's a breakthrough. Go!
glad you all came on the program, okay, and listened to it tonight. Okay, I want to say God bless you all. Okay, I'm sorry the program has now ended. Can't take any more callers. So God bless you, and have a good night. Amen. Come on now, end the program. It's not ending the program. Oh, here we go.